Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing The Punisher, Season 2, Episode 13, The Whirlwind.
All that right after this. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name's Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, man. I'm doing great.
I'm not doing well at all.
Why? Because the Punisher's over?
I am so mad at the Punisher.
Why?
Like, I get it. I'm not even really mad at the Punisher. I am mad at the show. I loved it so much. But I am so heartbroken. Like, maybe the most scarred I have ever been from any moment of television. And I watched what happens to Dax in season 7 of DS9. But this is maybe the worst I've ever felt on about a television show.
Okay.
And I don't mean quality. This was amazing.
Oh, this show is so freaking good.
But the moment when Frank shoots... Okay, hold on.
Yep.
All I said was Frank shoots, so that's definitely not a spoiler.
Certainly not a spoiler.
Spoiler alert! I'm about to spoil the whole thing.
We're spoiling the whole lot
13 of Punisher of season 2. So if you haven't watched Punisher, are you doing?
What the hell are you doing here?
What are you doing with your life? Go watch Punisher. But it is better content than this. So you say you're driving. I say I don't care. Watch it while you're driving. It's worth it.
To get on the bus, loser.
Get on the bus and watch some Netflix. Okay. Now, we have properly spoiler alerted. The moment when Frank shoots Billy is maybe the most heartbreaking moment I have ever experienced on television.
Yeah. I feel hollow inside just thinking about it again.
I am so hollow inside, and you just caught up and finished this. I watched this episode like a week ago, and I am still feeling hollow inside.
Oh, it hurts.
Like, there were two things on offer with Billy right there. Billy was offering to apologize to Frank, and he just wanted to be comforted in his moment of death. And Frank doesn't want this. And that's one of the reasons he shot that gun. But Billy was offering Frank the chance to give him some forgiveness, because that would have been good for Frank. Like, very good for Frank. If he had been able to let some of this vengeance off of his shoulders, put down some of this pain, and say, you were partially responsible for the death of my family, but you were once my brother, and I just wanted him to sit down with him, knowing that he's about to die, and them to be brothers one last time. Like, that's what I thought we were going to get. When he walked into that room, I was like, oh. And then he's like, if it's anyone, I'm glad it's you. I come be my brother one last time. You know, he's just so sad laying on the... And then he just pulls the trigger. It was the most... Like, I was ready for the most catharsis I've ever had on television. And then they stole it away. I am so mad.
There's no other show that can do that other than The Punisher.
I don't know that any other show would have done that.
Show could get away with that.
That may be true. I'm not sure that this show gets away with it. I am so mad. I am so mad. I'm just so heartbroken. I'm so heartbroken. Like, I can't get over that scene. I just can't. Like, it's been a week. It's been a week, Jeff.
You know what Frank said? All this that's happened, you got to get past it.
Sometimes things, they come into your life, and they change you.
Oh, God, stop!
I think this episode might have changed me, Jeff, and not for the better. Not for the better.
Please don't remind me of...
That was
a tough scene, too.
Yeah, I loved that scene. See, that's the thing, is like, Punisher is growing, and he's learning to love again on some levels. but he still has no forgiveness in his heart.
None. None at all.
And it is so hard. It is so hard to watch.
Because you care so much about Frank Castle. And, like, watching him go down, you know, this super dark road is just, it's really difficult.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is a guy that you know, like, given any kind of, you know, super awful circumstances like he went through, you might go the same way, you know? You might go down that same kind of super dark path. You probably wouldn't kill as many people. You know, you're not a Marine, but I don't know that. I don't know what you would be capable of. Yeah. I don't know what I would be capable of given those circumstances.
The thing that this show is making us watch is a man make decisions that we all know from every, like, every story we've ever been told, we know that this kind of vengeance is not good.
Yep.
We know it's not good, like, it doesn't have good results, but also it's just not good for the person. It's not good for your heart.
It's not good for your soul.
As the wise poet Will Smith once said, hate in your heart will consume you too. You know?
Thank you, Will Smith.
Yeah. Just the two of us. 1990, I don't know. he was probably quoting something, but I don't know what. So for me, it's Will Smith. So we just know that he's doing things that are going to hurt him. But the thing that the show has done strange is we're not seeing those repercussions bear out on screen.
Yeah. He just internalizes all of it. And that's, like, the repercussions that he has to deal with are just the mental repercussions of, like, this is what I have to deal with. But he's already said, you know, I can live with anything. I can do anything. Doesn't make it easy.
Yeah. And I don't, in many ways, I don't like that. Because I think that the show is probably doing a disservice to its watchers. We are sanctifying this man who is just the representation of repression and like misdirected anger.
I don't understand.
And I think that that's probably a bad thing that this show is doing for the world.
How? I don't get it.
He should not be our hero. Frank Castle should not be our hero.
Frank Castle should not be anyone's hero.
Yes.
He's not the hero you need. But damn it, he is the hero you've earned.
I don't know. I think about the guys over from Superhero Ethics. You guys check them out. Great podcast. They talk about this a lot, how Frank is not a hero. And they want the show to talk about the consequences. And so that maybe their influence that's got me really thinking about that. Just the moral shaky ground that this show is standing on.
Yep.
It's so hard. His killing of Billy, like, I just wanted some, I don't know. Maybe that's just not what the Punisher gets. The Punisher is, he's living by the sword and dying by the sword, both of them. And he's living, and Punisher is living by the sword, and he is internalizing everything by the sword. oh, gosh. It's rough, man.
Yeah,
it's
it
so
is.
Hard.
It really is. Because we thought, Frank's just going to walk over there, and he's going to hold his head until he dies. And then, you know, that's going to be the end of it. They're gonna finally kind of reconcile and finish that arc and, you know, come full circle.
They finished the arc, all right.
Oh, yeah, they finished the arc. But Frank doesn't want that full circle. He doesn't want Billy's apology.
No.
He doesn't want Billy's, you know, regret for anything. He says, you've done what you've done, and you need to be punished for it.
That's the thing. It's all in the title. He's the Punisher.
Yep. I don't know why you expected anything else.
I don't either, but I was so heartbroken.
I was too.
They set it up with this guy who has been through a lot, who is brain damaged, who doesn't remember the bad man he became. I mean, sure, he became a different kind of bad man here, but he just doesn't remember the things he did to his best friend. The conversation he had with Curtis was so heartbreaking.
Yep. You know what broke my heart the most about that was Curtis's face. The face that he had that just, it had written all over it, like, I am so done with you, but I can't completely let go of what we used to have. So I'm not going to completely screw you over, but I am not, like, it was that kind of, I don't have to save you kind of thing.
Well, I would push back on that because I think he called Frank.
He did. He called Frank.
I think then he wasn't, he did completely screw him.
Well, he completely screwed him in a way that it was okay for Billy.
You think Billy that was okay for Billy?
I think Billy wanted to die. I think he was okay with dying, but he didn't want to, like, the cops called on him to be taken in and, like, patched up and then kept in prison. Like, that's not what he wanted.
That's not how I took that scene. I think that he wanted Curtis to come down and be with him. And if Curtis wasn't going to come down and be with him, he just wanted to be left alone. When he said, don't call the cops.
Well, he said, I don't want to be alone when I die.
Right. I just don't think he was thinking about Frank.
Nah.
As an option. I don't think Billy was.
No, probably not.
The thing that I just... this show did it beautifully. This show broke my heart beautifully. It did a great job of breaking my heart. Everything else... from just, like, a storytelling perspective, we never got a final battle, really, between Billy and Frank. You know?
Yeah.
Like, this show kind of robs you of that expected climactic battle scene.
I think that the climactic battle scene was meant for Madani, because Frank already had his, where he messed up his face.
Sure.
And that didn't seem to work. But Madani still had that, you know, that deep-seated hatred of him and fear of him at the same time, that hatred for what he did, the fear of what he might, you know, continue to do or do again kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think that that was meant for her. And I think that they did that really well in that... She wounded him. She got it out. She feels a lot better about, you know, dealing this blow that will eventually kill him. Because we, you know, we saw in episode 4, a gut shot will, you know, take a couple of hours to kill you.
Yeah.
And so that's what she got on Billy was, you know, a few gut shots. So it's going to take a couple of hours. And then we get the Punisher in to, you know, clean up and finish the job.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. I think that was the story they were trying to tell, but I still wanted a resolution there. And I know they didn't want to give it to me. Like, I get it. It just hurts. It hurts me. Like, I wanted a resolution. I wanted, like, either a resolution where Frank not necessarily forgives him, because I don't think that'll ever happen, but nope. I could see a place where he sees that Billy's dying, and there's no reason not to sit by him and let him die with someone there. Let him just die, you know, as a brother. But man, it's not nope. happening. It's just not happening. Nope. And I don't know why I believed it could. I know that it's dumb to think that. I know that that's not how Frank operates. But man, he didn't even say anything. Like, Frank didn't even need any comfort of his own words. He didn't even have anything. He didn't have any last words to say to Billy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, he was done with it.
He was just done, and it broke my heart. I wanted something more, and the fact that I didn't get it will stick with me longer than anything they could have done. So they did the right thing. It just drives me nuts.
Yep, yep. And I don't think there's any recovery from it. Like, if there's a third season on Netflix, I don't think, like, the whole time you're going to be like, but you just, like, murdered Billy. Just, like, completely trashed him.
No,
you broke my heart, Frank.
I definitely think they could bring the Punisher back. I don't know if I need them to, though. They did it. As I said with Daredevil, they left this show in a place that if they never do bring it back, this is a great ending.
Yeah, it was a good place. It was a really solid place. Like, we get the whole, like, moving on of everybody. if we're just going to go ahead and talk about the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Madani's moved on. She's in the CIA. Amy went to Florida. Frank has healed his face magnificently, has no scarring from those huge open wounds that he had.
Right.
On his face.
This show is not good at expressing facial scars.
Not at all. And, you know, Frank has moved on to being the Punisher. Like,
yeah,
he's driving his F-150 around and taking out gangs.
Yeah, he just has a job now. Like, that's I love that line. She's like,
yep, I got a job, Madani.
This is just what I do now. I just murder people who are going to do bad things to prevent them from doing the bad things. Anyway, I think the season was wonderful. Just absolutely wonderful.
Yes, I agree fully. I really like how the Pilgrim arc played out. Like, they, you know, we get this sense of, like, they are two unstoppable forces just clashing against each other, and neither one of them can really get the upper hand on the other. You know, they're having their shootout, their gunfight in the two hotel rooms, just weaving back and forth between each room, and which was phenomenally done. That entire time, I was just enthralled with how they were, you know, switching and weaving and you know, all the while firing at each other, and everybody in the hotel is just, like, evacuating, but these two guys are just, like, duking it out. Oh, my God.
I'm glad you brought that up. I thought that scene was great, too, from a just fun fight scene perspective, but from a character perspective, it pissed me off a lot.
Why is that?
Because Frank was just ready to let himself die because he shot through a wall and thought he had killed people, innocents, and then he spent an entire, like, 5 or 10 minute scene just firing through a wall blindly. Yep. Sure, blindly. He thinks he knows the other guy is where he is, and he thinks,
alone.
Yeah, exactly. But he doesn't know. He is, like, it's obvious that his whole experience with those three dead women did not have any impact on him.
Yep. Nah, he's untouchable now.
Yeah, so that bothered me. I wanted him to learn his lesson, at least, like, maybe I need to be more careful. And then the very next episode, he just fires into another wall blindly for a while. Like, for a lot longer than he did in that other episode. Yeah,
a significant amount of time.
Until the wall is no more.
Yeah, until he can jump through the wall.
It is now post-wall.
Oh man, what do you think the cleaning crew is gonna have to do there? Like, you think they walk in and they're just like, "What the actual hell?"
Punisher does not do good things to hotel rooms.
He doesn't.
He uses them for whatever tactical purposes he needs. I really enjoyed the one from earlier in the season. I think it was episode 2. Where she has to take the bullet out of his butt in that hotel room, and he uses the two hotel rooms that are backed up against each other. That was really genius.
Oh, yeah. They circled back on that. He came through a wall again.
Yes, he did. He's going from... you know what's funny is, now that I think about it, the technique that the Pilgrim used to protect himself there was the same technique. Like, he got two adjacent hotel rooms with a connecting wall, in this case a connecting door, and then he stayed in one of them, and then he pretended like he was staying in the other one, so when the Punisher came for him, that's why he wasn't there.
Yep.
That was pretty clever.
It was just
showing that they're even more similar than we realize. They're even tactically similar.
Yeah, that's, you know, it goes to show that parallel even stronger.
Yeah, and I think that Punisher sees some of himself in John.
Yeah. Especially when he said, you know, they've got my kids, my two boys.
Yes.
And Frank's like, shit, I can't just kill this guy.
I don't know, man. He definitely could have killed him and still gone and saved the kids, maybe. Because John did some pretty dark things this season.
He did.
He killed some pretty innocent people. I'm trying to think back, but he definitely killed. Yeah, he definitely killed some innocent people.
He definitely hurt some innocent people at the very least.
Yes, I'm trying to think of who all he killed. But yeah, he hurt innocent people. He definitely threatened to hurt a lot more people, and I never got the sense that he had a code like Frank.
Yeah.
I guess now that I'm thinking about it, the only person I can think of the innocent that he shot was the guy from episode 3 or 4 when he shot the guy in the stomach, the cop, but that guy did survive, so.
Yeah. Yeah, he seems to be more, like, I don't want to have to hurt you. But if you do keep me from my goal, then I will do what I need to.
Yeah.
But within reason, almost.
I think what he is he's, as John said in the first episode about Punisher, he's somebody's dog. And Punisher was somebody's dog. And Punisher, Frank, when he was in the service, he thought he was serving the right people. And he did some bad things. He killed that one agent, Agent Madani's partner, because he thought he was doing the right thing, and then he finds out later the people who are leading him astray. And I think he sees that same thing with John. He sees that John could be a good man if he got let off the leash, and so he lets him off the leash. Now what happens to the Pilgrim now, and how much of a responsibility of Frank's is it that he makes sure the Pilgrim doesn't continue to be evil, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, John didn't want to have to do any of that. Like, he kept saying to the Schultzes, like, you know, this guy hasn't done any harm to me. And then they're like, but he's threatening our way of life. And he's like, yeah, I guess so, sure.
Yeah. In the end, he really wanted out, but they threatened his children, and that's... It's definitely an interesting... It's interesting that Frank let him live.
Yeah.
Why did he not fit Frank's code? And I guess it's because he had kids, and because he realized he was doing it out of duress. But he still did some dark things. He was still very much ready to kill Amy. Oh, yeah, that's right. Didn't he kill Amy and her friends?
He did not kill Amy.
Well, no, I'm right. No, sorry. Amy's boss and her friends, which Frank touched on. Amy said he killed a bunch of innocent people, and Frank said they got killed because they were doing blackmail conspiracies, you know, like...
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Frank was like, they were involved. They were just as complicit. That's why they died. So I guess they did a pretty tight job of making sure he never actually killed any innocents this season. That I'm remembering. I can't remember.
Yeah. As far as I know, he didn't kill anybody that was, like, truly innocent.
Sure. I think that killing the people that Amy was friends with was probably pretty close, though, but that's probably why they never showed it on screen. We also aren't completely certain that he is the agent of that. No, yeah, we are. Yeah, we are, because he walked into the room while Amy was under the bed.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's probably about all for this Punisher episode. We still have one more episode to record tonight. We got to talk about Avengers Endgame, my friend.
Oh, yeah, we do.
So, if you're hearing this, we will be dropping another episode almost immediately after. So, it'll probably basically go up at the same time. So, hope you enjoy these episodes tonight. And we'll be back to talk more Punisher, because we haven't done any feedback yet. So, we're going to do a full feedback roundup probably next as our next week's podcast. So, yeah, hang out. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.